is Michael Johnson. I currently reside at Auburn Correctional Facility. I've taken classes in economics. I've taken classes in genetics, entrepreneurship. For a long time, I really had no hope, none whatsoever. I couldn't see over the wall. I couldn't see any light. This made me learn the value of myself, find value in myself that I didn't really have.
People, they might see, you know, somebody going to prison is that sort of the end of their life. They're going to be punished, and that's going to determine the rest of their life. Education is one of the variables that can make a difference.
The Cornell Prison Education Program provides liberal arts curriculum for students working towards an associate's degree completely free of charge.
We're handicapped in society. You know, arguably we did it to ourselves, but we're handicapped in society. We need every tool we can get our hands on to live a productive life.
These students are learning concrete skills that are going to be useful if they get out of prison or if they're in prison. Just being able to write better, be able to think better, be able to analyze problems.
The first day of class, Michael Johnson was sitting in the front. He was raising his hand all the time.
You could often look at him across the room when you were lecturing and really see the wheels turning.
I've never left a class and I felt like I've accomplished something. Not a single class.
I taught a class in entrepreneurship. The goal of my business planning class was I wanted them to have an ability to envision themselves sort of more as the ambassadors of their own career.
That class woke me up. I was looking for something, you know, that I could do, that possibly that I can employ myself, maybe even create jobs for people.
Michael had a clear idea about his business plan, and so I really made him prove to me that there was an opportunity there.
A transportation broker really fills the niche between the big trucking company and the independent operator. And this is something that I realized that I can do with a small initial outlay. You know, that class woke me up to the fact that, you know, this is another aspect I have to work, not just the books, but I have to work on myself.
For anyone who likes teaching, this is an unbelievably rewarding experience.
There are poets, there are people who are really savvy business people.
Writers, philosophers, academics.
At first, I was kind of intimidated with the fact that, you know, you are exposed to a population that you really hear about in the news. But those fears were very easily overcome.
These were some of the most respectful men I've ever met in my life.
It opens your world to new things. It gives you a certain hope and a certain outlook on life that you wouldn't have otherwise, because you're with people who understand the value and the privilege of learning. And I think reaching out to those that people usually forget or cast aside is one of the best things that you can do.
You have to try it to really understand what it means to do it.
They see a change. They start to see hope.
When you come to prison, a lot of times your family, your friends, they'll turn your back on you. So I think I've gained a lot of respect that my nieces and my nephews have even told me that they were proud of me. And that, you know, that right there, that meant like the world to me.
We keep talking about second chances. This is what it is.
Do we deserve it? You know, you have to think of entitlement. You know, are we entitled? You know, I'd say no, you know, we're not entitled. But I know what we appreciate it, and we try to earn it every day. None of us that takes this for granted. None of us, not a single man.